Hey there, you handsome hunks and beautiful babes. It is your girlfriend Tess. Welcome to week two of us being in this relationship together. As promised, we are going to be getting into making out. Now, I know that a lot of us are just trying to get the P and the V. I get it. I know. But what really gets looked over, in my opinion, and something that is just so amazing, is kissing. And I noticed that we put a lot of emphasis on trying to get laid, that we do overlook a big intimate part and what is making us feel fulfilled with sex. And that has to do with kissing. I, for one, love kissing. I feel like it just makes everything so magnetic, and you just become so needy, and not in a bad way, but like you become so wrapped up in the other person that you just need and want them so much more after you have exchange saliva with them for some reason, which kind of led me into like, why do we kiss, right? Why do we do it? And so I learned a few things, a little history, a little science, a little fun facts. And we'll talk about that. But before we do, a little treat for you. I get to talk about myself. Isn't that great? If you want to hear it, you could just fast forward and get to the other stuff. But first, if you would like to have a little story time with your girlfriend, I'm going to tell you guys all about my first kiss-says experience. I kind of thought about these two moments, two big kind of kiss happenings in my life, because one is very different from the other. One was with my first official committed relationship boyfriend. The other one was just a very fantasy-filled romance, well-known romance with a foreign boy. And that was actually my first kiss. So strap in, people, because we are going to take our little time capsule and we're going to go back to the year of our Lord, 2001. Okay, so let's open up this bad boy time capsule. In there, you're going to find your girlfriend looking a little young, because I am 11 years old. And before you say, isn't that just a little bit on the young side to have your first kiss? Yeah, most definitely 100% yes, it is. however, I wasn't just a regular kid. I was a cool kid. I'm totally kidding. I was extremely, extremely nerdy. I had like a short bob haircut that was just way too short for my round face. I had caterpillars as eyebrows because I didn't understand how waxing and tweezers really worked. I was super nerdy and into Shakespeare and musicals and Blink 182, of course, because that just goes together. And my favorite music of the time was Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits, Groovy 60s Hits, which are like a 6-part album, like one that you like would order from the TV that my mom got for me, because I had asked for it when I was turning 11, because I don't know, because I'm an old soul, guys, okay, and I like the 60s and the 40s, and yeah, so I was like a mix of like old school with like, I don't know, like Hot Topic, okay? And my style reflected that. I wore Hot Topic hand-me-downs from my older cousin mixed with old lady clothes that I would pick up from the Goodwill, okay? And I was trying to start my own fashion trends. I really wanted to be a designer, and I would wear my designs. Were they good? Absolutely not. They were They were horrific. In fact, my own mother would refuse to walk next to me in most places because she was so embarrassed of me. And I was just so excited to be a designer. And I just thought, like, I'm amazing, right? And the only like major people in my life at the time were my dad, Justin Timberlake, and Jesus, okay? Until one fine spring break day, some family friends of ours come from overseas. Now, for the purpose of integrity and saving people from possible embarrassment that I still am connected with today, I will not give actual names. So don't worry, don't panic if you're listening to this, and this is value. I will not call you out, no worries. So let's just call this boy James. Haven't seen James in a long time, right? Because they just come every couple years. And last I seen him, he did not look the way that he did this spring break day, okay? And also I didn't feel quite the same about boys at that time that he was here the few years before because I was like 8 years old, okay? So there's James has two brothers, and James is like their one that's really close to my age, even though he was an older man. I was going for the older men already, which seemed to be a trend the rest of my life, by the way. Except for with my first boyfriend, but everybody else I think that I dated was always older. Okay, but we'll get to boyfriend number one in a little bit. Let's talk about first kiss boy with James. Okay. He is basically like James Bond. Okay. He is so hot. He is taller than me, which is already a bonus because everybody in my grade was shorter than me because I hit like 5'5" by like third grade. And I'm 5'5" and a half now, but I just brought it up really fast. So I was like a giant compared to all the, well, they're little boys. All right. They're little boys. They're little boys that I went to school with. So already he has captivated me by his manly stature. Okay. Then he had this really cute, just got his braces off, only has to wear a retainer at night. Smile, baby. Oh my word. Ooh, drooling, right? Just getting those panties wet. And everything he said was just so smart and funny, and I fucking wouldn't know the difference anyways. I don't know. I just staring at him and just googly eye over him, and everything he did was perfect, right? So since I was a little on the older side for my age, we kind of hung out and we got on really, really well. And he stayed the night at my family's house because obviously our families are friends. And when all of my family fell asleep, we were in my room laying on my bed and he kissed me. And I remember kind of having this outer body experience. And I had those blinds in my room that were those long vertical blinds that, they always like one always falls off, whenever you're sliding them over. Anyways, I had this like mauve pink color of those blinds in my room. I remember looking through the crack of one of them and seeing like the sky above and thinking like, I think I'm dreaming right now. It was so amazing. And so we're making out. We have a nice hot, heavy makeout sesh. And guys, it was hot and heavy for our age, okay? We weren't doing anything too crazy. He was kind of filling up on my A cups a little bit, but kind of filling my butt here and there, but we nothing like that happened, okay? So don't go and don't come for me, all right? Don't come for me. So we go to the bathroom and we actually have to stop making out for a little while and brush our teeth because our just mouths got disgusting. So we had a little bring it on moment, like when the brother is with Kristen Dunst and in the bathroom and they're brushing their teeth together. Yeah, well, we had that. Be jealous, we had that, okay? Then we just went back to making out until my parents woke up. And for the rest of the time, in his stay, we hung out as much as we could. We were hanging out in my grandparents' backyard, swinging on the swing, going for walks, holding hands. I put my hand on his leg at Easter dinner. Scandalous. I know. And he wrote me this note that was like, oh my gosh, when you did that to me, it just drove me crazy. And you know what? I was 11. I didn't really know what I was doing. All I knew was that I wanted this man, right? I wanted this boy to be mine. And I was so in love with him, and nothing that he could say or do could do any wrong. And obviously, time goes on and people have to go home and go back to school and do the regular thing. And so I did, and we try to keep in touch. He wrote me letters. We try to do like the whole AIM thing. But this is 2001, people. So we had dial up, and I lived in a house of like 5 people and 1 phone line. Well, sorry, 7 people and like 1 phone line. There was no way in fuck face that my mom would let me have that control over the phone cord for my dial-up internet for more than a half hour, 45 minutes max. And by the time that you actually get logged into the internet, it takes like about a half hour and you gotta get off again. And obviously the time difference in the whole being overseas from each other thing, it just didn't work out, people. It just didn't, okay? And I'm pretty sure that, like, now looking back at it, he was just trying to get closer to me, to get closer to my sister, which he did try to get with a couple years later, so that makes sense. Of course, when you are blinded by love and lust, you do not see those signs. But it was an amazing first kiss type of thing with the older boy from another country. It was a very Mary-Kate and Ashley, one of those fun movies moments, right? And I loved every minute of it. I'm so happy with that first kiss experience. Now, later on that year, I finally had to get over it. You know how it is. Pick up the broken pieces of my shattered heart and move along down the line. And that's when I meet my first boyfriend. Well, I shouldn't say that's when I met him. We kind of already knew each other. He kind of already had a crush on me, but I was still pretty devastated about it not working out very well with James. So meet this other new guy, right? Now, let's just call him Aaron. And Aaron is, like, he's cute, you know? He's amazing. He's my grade, but he's a little bit shorter than me still, right? He's climbing up that ladder, but it's taken him a second. And he's very funny and incredibly smart. And he asked me to be his girlfriend, so I accept. And we just go full committed relationship after that. So the summertime goes on, and obviously we don't see each other very often. I think we had seen each other, maybe gone a couple times to the park or something. But we hadn't had like our first physical encounter yet, right? But now it's 7th grade. Your girl has grown up. I am now a woman, right? I got some A-cup boobies. I go from like training bra to like a little bit training to still training bra, guys. I was still training bra. I don't know. I was trying to sell myself up. But I do have longer hair, and I am wearing lip gloss now. So, you know, grown up, and I have a little bit of experience under my belt now with older men, right? And so I see Aaron at back to school night, and I even remember what I was wearing, and I remember where it was in front of Mrs. Cox's classroom, like the science wing area for 7th graders. And I had a denim skirt on and a dark blue Hurley shirt with like white lettering and some Hurley flip-flops to match, okay? And I see him with his family. I'm thinking about it now. I'm pretty sure even his grandparents were there, who were like super hardcore Catholic. And so I see him, and he's getting ready to leave with his family. And so he comes up to me to say bye, and he just goes in for the kill, man. He kisses me right on the cheek, right on my left cheek, and I pretty much just died. It was like my heart fell into the pits of my stomach. turned into a million butterflies and floated out of my body. I don't know what was so sweet and amazing about that kiss, but I just thought it was very surprising. It took me by surprise. I didn't think he would do it in front of his family at school. Oh my gosh, for everyone to see. And he was just so bold. He was bold as fuck. And he kind of had that, I like you, I know you, and I want people to know that I like you, and I like you for who you are. And I don't care if my family sees it. I don't care if people walking by see it. And he just fucking did it. And that was ballsy. And good on you, Aaron. If you're listening to this, good on you, buddy. I remember that moment exactly. And that was, I count that in my first kisses experience, because it was more, was not just like, oh, you know, you're so hot and I just want to make out with you. It was like, I really actually like this person before I even knew them physically at all. Completely actually liked them, and go on to lose my virginity to Aaron a little while down the road. And we'll talk about losing that V card later. But that is my first kisses experience. What about you guys? Have you guys had an awkward kind of first kiss experience? Was it hot and heavy with a foreign boy or foreign girl, right? Or on vacation somewhere? Or was it like you guys both had braces and it was very awkward and one of you had dragon breath? I want to know. So in the description box of this episode, you will find ways to contact me via email, either Snapchat or Instagram. Slide into my DMs, talk to me. Let's have a little conversation about it. I'm very interested in knowing what you guys are up to, what your mouths are doing, you know? Okay, so here we go. We are getting into filamentology, which is, I hope I'm saying that right, by the way, filamentology, which is the study of kissing. Believe it or not, people, there is an actual word. There's an actual study about kissing. That's a legit thing. So reading about filamentology, they speculate that kissing has come about in one of two ways. One being something that we have learned over time, and one being something that is instinctual within us. Now, I'm not exactly sure where I stand on this argument, maybe somewhere right in the middle. But there's two ways. Okay, so let's rewind a little bit. When's the first type of kissing kind of come around? Well, there is a little bit of information regarding that. So there is the first written account of kissing dating back to the 1500s BCE. And it's in Sanskrit. It's an Indian text in Sanskrit talking about kissing. Now, filamentologists, I think it's what you would call someone that studies filamentology, speculate that something like Alexander the Great and his army, who would kiss in recognition and respect of each other, like each other's hands or on the cheek or feet, kind of spread kissing through ancient Roman Greece, and then by the Middle Ages, it's pretty much widespread over through Europe. So yeah, cool. Now there's obviously different types of kissing, as expressed in the beginning of the show. There's even different types of romantic kissing. And different meanings, and, you know, you have kissing babies, you got kissing your grandma, you got kissing your neighbor, you have greeting kissings. There's just lots of kissing going on, right? A whole lot of kissing going on. Now, so why do we do it, right? So is it this kind of learned behavior, or is it instinctual? So there is the idea that it could just be, an instinctive habit. So kind of going back to the times where mothers chewed and then regurgitated like a fucking bird into our baby's mouths to build an intimate connection and a trust with our children. And also, whenever we're close to someone, we get their scent, right? We pick up on those pheromones. We have to be fairly close to that person. And letting someone close to your face, you have to put down your guard and let your trust kind of take over. So having someone close to your face really builds trust, and you get their pheromones, which your subconscious then filters out whether they're going to be a good match for you biologically, right? That's kind of based on your immune systems and stuff that your body knows about someone else's body, with you just being in close range of their scent. So maybe we just got real close, put our lips together, happened to get our lips together, and we're like, yeah, this is pretty nice. And it does feel really good to kiss you guys, because we have a disproportionate amount of nerve endings in our lips, okay? Like over a million. They're one of the most sensitive parts of the body, right? Incredibly sensitive. So when those two sensitive parts connect, it is actually just electrifying your body. Your brain just lights the fuck up. I think like six parts of your brain just go into overdrive trying to get all the information you can about the person that you're with, right? And just really building up all of that love for somebody else, all of that want for somebody else. So, yeah. So is it just an instinctual thing, or did we learn it? Okay, so this is really interesting. Not every cultural, not every cultural representation of romance and love comes in the form of kissing, which is kind of surprising. So that means not everybody kisses, which I kind of found interesting and odd a little bit, because I would think that we naturally just do it, but no, that's not the case. So there is, to this day, in this day and age, in 2020, there is at least 10% of the world's population that don't kiss, that don't represent themselves romantically to someone else or show affection by kissing, by locking lips. That's just not the way that they do it. Now, this occurs in some African tribes and some Aborigines tribes in Australia, which is pretty freaking crazy, right? So maybe it is something that we just learned. Maybe we grew up with our parents kissing us and us seeing it on television and seeing it out in public, and we just thought, hey, that's how you do it. That's how you show you care, right? But I mean, who knows? Maybe what is your stance on that? Do you think it's something that we just learned, or do you think it's something that we actually do instinctively? Okay. So when we do kiss, and you just, when you first kiss someone and you're just like, don't ever want to stop, kind of like kissing James, my very first kiss. We just went until our lips are chapped. We had to brush our teeth, and then we just kept going after that, right? Because it just feels so darn amazing. So when you kiss, your heart rate increases, right? So that makes our cheeks just flush, and it makes our pupils dilate. And that in itself just is a turn on, and that in itself is something that our subconscious says that we like in somebody else when they're around us. Okay. So your blood vessels expand, and they're pumping more oxygen into our brains. And then it just lights up so many nerve endings, and it just sends all these pleasure receptors in your brain into like overdrive. And it creates all these feel-good hormones like dopamine and serotonin, and oxytocin adrenaline and basically all of that together, just like this big fucking drug cocktail of feel good hormones that just make us, that just drive us wild, that just make us crave the other person and just want them more and more, right? And also it relieves cortisol. So that stress, what makes us stress out. So not only do you get like this feel good, like insane hits of dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin and adrenaline, but your cortisol levels, like they go down. And I told you, like, you know, your brain just lights up. Okay, it's actually 5. I said 6. I'm so sorry, but it's actually 5 of your 12 cranial nerves are engaged. 5. It's almost half of your cranial nerves are just engaged, just trying to just take this whole person in, which is just incredible, right? And so as you are kissing and all of this stuff is happening in your body, you start to just develop these really deep feelings for someone. It just makes you feel like, you know, I love this person. It's all the euphoria happening in your body at one point that just makes you like hooked on them and makes you just want them over and over again. And that euphoria just triggers us to, it's a drug, you know, we just want to keep coming back for more. And it's said that, and maybe you felt this, like when you're kissing someone for a long enough amount of time, you actually start to feel really safe with them, and secure with them. And that has to do a lot with your cortisol levels just dropping so low that you're not having that anxiousness or that nervousness in a bad way. It just feels really good. So it makes you feel really safe. So if you've ever been with someone and you're like, I just feel so safe in their arms, especially when they're kissing you. Yeah, well, that's partly to do with your cortisol levels being so low. So yeah, kissing, pretty great shit, right? Pretty great shit. Also, when it comes to kissing, you know, your pheromones and letting yourself know, like, if you're a good mate or not, this is a little bit of sexy science for you, because science is sexy, right? This is actually pretty cool. Okay, so guys, listen up, because you might want to take a couple of hits here. Okay, so when you have a male and female making out, okay, and the male's saliva gets in mixed with the woman's saliva, they're actually exchanging some of their testosterone, and that testosterone makes the woman, so the woman's actually testosterone levels actually increase, and they're taking on the men's testosterone, and it makes them not only want the man more, but it makes them more likely to fuck, makes them want to have sex with you, makes them want to carry your child into, you know, the guy's whole purpose here, you know, obviously subconsciously happening is like, I want to make more babies. And the woman wants to get that saliva and you know, you probably like them anyways if you're already making out with them, right? But especially when you get your hormones just kind of fucked with a little bit and we get some more testosterone from that guy, definitely makes you want to also duplicate his DNA and carry his children for him, subconsciously, of course, right? So I guess, guys, if you're trying to hump her, just spit in her mouth, okay? I'm just kidding. Slightly kidding. I don't know. It might work. I'm not sure. Maybe it will. But yeah, a little fun fact for you. The longest kiss ever has gone over 2 days by a Thai couple. What? 2 days? Like, how? Are you just like shitting and peeing and stuff? Like, with your mouth still in another mouth? That's intense, and that's dedication, and good on you guys. I would never, but Very cool. So, I mean, if you're trying to break that record or whatever, you got to beat it. Then it's over 2 days. So, good luck with that. Obviously, with the whole coronavirus and the, pandemic happening in our society right now, I would say please be really, really careful. But I do encourage you guys to go out there and make out, get those cortisol levels dropped, get connected with someone really intimately, get to know them, take in their fucking pheromones, and just know if you're gonna want to fuck them or not. And let your guard down a little bit, feel safe with them for a while. And hey, having their saliva exchange with you, I think it's like a 10 seconds, just a 10 seconds open mouth kiss is like over 80 million bacteria, which is not, sounds gross. It is kind of gross. I don't know. But it's actually really, really good for you, and it actually helps boost your immune system and keep you healthy. Now, I don't really know if that would stand in what's happening in the world right now, but yeah, I mean, it actually is good for you. But just don't go around, licking everybody right now, because put your masks on and, stay your social distancing and, don't be partying and doing crazy shit. But do kiss each other and do love on each other and give each other, especially if you really do love that person. Don't just think about the sex part, even though that's all great and fun. Really connect. I know sometimes it seems like it's more important for women than it is for men. And is it? I don't know. I feel like it is. Guys, let me know. Is it important for you, for your girl to be a good kisser? Do you like a good makeout sesh? I don't know, maybe that's just a girl thing, because we like to feel safe and we like to be like really wrapped up in those intimate moments. But maybe you guys like that too, or maybe you just want your dick sucked. I don't know. But make sure that you are loving each other and you are spreading your goodness around safely, and you are experimenting and you are getting to know each other on that biological spit exchange level. It's important, not just sex, it's important to know someone well and intimately before you take that next step and have their put your penis in their vagina or wherever. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for me, you guys. A little tip from Tess: do not use mouthwash. So I just learned this. Do I live under a rock? Am I like fucking Patrick Starr over here and living under a goddamn rock? Because I just learned that using mouthwash actually makes you have worse dragon breath than not using mouthwash, because of the alcohol content in mouthwash. It dries out your mouth, which makes it hard for your salivial glands, don't judge me, okay, to go and work. And those are the things that remove the bad bacteria, which cause the bad breath, from your mouth. So if you have a little issue with the bad breath, keep your freaking teeth clean, use some gums and use some mints, okay, guys. A little love note for you, by the way. Cut off connection. Okay. So, yes, talking about how it is important for us to connect with our saliva and our spit with one another, it's also really important that if you are putting the effort in for something, but no one is returning that effort, it kind of goes with last week's thing about loving yourself first. This goes right along with it. Cut the connection. Okay. I know sometimes it's our family. I know sometimes it's our best friends. I know sometimes it's even our own parents, right? Which is technically family, but sometimes you just have to cut that cord, right? Let them know, and it's people that you love, and that's hurtful. Let them know that you love them though, and that door is always open, but you don't have to sit there and hold the door, if that makes sense. You don't gotta go knock on their door. You just have to let them know, hey, my door is always open for you. I love you. But don't keep putting in that effort when you're not re receiving it back, because it just keeps that little crack open for anxiety to trickle down in you, that extra stress that you absolutely do not need. Get rid of that stress, lower your cortisol, make out with someone, cut connections with the people that don't care, strengthen the connections with people that do. This has been your girlfriend, Tess. I will see you guys next Monday.